500K to Pat Summit. You did a lot of awards. I know you gave speeches all over. I mean, have you always been this busy? Has it gotten more busy the off season as your career has gone on?
Well, February and March are two good months to kind of fulfill some commitments that you have to do. The USO Tour was something new for me. It was truly a life-changing trip. I really enjoyed the experience, just meeting some of the great men and women in our military. But I've always tried to fulfill some of those commitments so that when you are, when the off-season program does begin, you can take care of your football workouts and our meetings and be uninterrupted that way. So I wouldn't really call it a summer vacation. You get a couple of months off for the off season, and it's a you still have time to train. The weight coach, they're allowed to give you a workout. They can't work with you, but they're allowed to give you a workout, and still was able to get good training in and started throwing the past 2 weeks and had good workouts last week down in North Carolina. Well, like I said, I mean, I'm not sure. You kind of have comparison to last year, then comparison to before the surgery. So, I don't really bring it up a lot except when I'm asked about it. So, yeah, I'm not sure if I'll ever get back, or I hope I can get back to where I was before the surgery, and whether that's possible or not. Like I told someone, I'm probably never going to know the answer to that until I stop playing. I'm never going to stop trying to get back to that point, but I've certainly made some improvements since last year, but still have a plan with the trainers, a plan with the strength coaches. The trainers and coaches have plans for each player, so we've sat down and sort of made our off-season plans and set some off-season goals, and hopefully we can reach those. But I'm still in a get stronger rehab mode, and I think I'll be that way for a pretty good while, I believe.
Peyton, how conflicted were you when the team acquired Wes Welker, knowing you got this talent, but at the same time you lose a friend?
Well, I hope it's not necessarily a closed door, discussion. We added some players later on in the offseason last year. After the draft, we added Keith Brook and Dan Copen around training camp beginning of the regular season last year. So I think it's well documented, how I feel about Brandon as a player and as a friend and the kind of season he had last year. I certainly would love to play with him again this year. Wes Welker is had an outstanding career with Miami and New England, and we're glad to add outstanding players to our team. So in a perfect world, I'd love for both of them to be on the team this year. The business side of the NFL is never the most enjoyable side of it. It's probably the least favorite part of football for me, and that's where this plays in. But Stokely is a great friend of mine, and is, like I've said all along, has probably been one of my favorite teammates ever to play with.
From a football standpoint, can you describe, though, obviously you did very well before Welker even came, but from a football standpoint, what can he provide as far as being a difference maker with his skill set?
Well, certainly he's made a lot of plays, in New England, and he's been great in the red zone. You've seen him catch a lot of touchdowns from Tom, and the two of them have had great timing, and that developed over over time as well. So I don't think you can just say, hey, we're going to have that right away. It's going to take time, and, of course, you want to try to get on the same page as quickly as possible. So that was important to start the workouts that we got in last week and use these, what we call phase one and phase two and mini camps and OTAs and training camp. Every repetition with him will be important. But, certainly I think he provides some unique things. He's got unbelievable quickness. He's excellent with the ball in his hands on those little screen passes. You've seen him getting upfield quickly, and I've always felt like he's had a nose for the end zone.
Peyton, Andre Caldwell took to Twitter. He said he was upset that he wasn't invited to your passing camp. What are your thoughts?
Right, yeah, it wasn't a passing camp. We went down there to work out. We were invited by Coach Cutcliffe, who agreed he would host me and Eli and some receivers. He said three guys is probably the most we can handle here, so I brought my three starting receivers. And I look forward to working with all the receivers, Caldwell and Orton, Jarrell Robinson. These guys, I think, can can help our team this year. And I'm excited to see Bubba's competitive attitude there, and I hope he turns that into a productive offseason and can be a productive player for us this year.
What do you think about the squad now after free agency? Not only Welker, but you've got Vasquez, a guard, a couple defensive players, and I guess against that you lost Elvis.
Sure. Well, you know, I've always been hesitant to give too much of an early evaluation of draft choices and free agent players. I mean, I'd probably give you a better answer in a year, tell you how these guys panned out. But I know the guys up top are trying to do whatever they can to fulfill some needs they feel that we have. And I've talked on the phone to Vasquez, met him for the first time today. He seems excited to be here. I want to play with guys that want to be here. And met Rogers Cromartie. He's excited to be here. I know he's looking forward to learning from Champ. What a great opportunity for him and Knighton and some of the other guys. I called them all as soon as they signed and, you know, welcomed them to the team and, you know, told them looking forward to them making a contribution to this team. We're going to need them to. So they seemed excited, which was exciting for me. Hate to lose Elvis. What a great player, great teammate. Once again, that business side of the NFL comes into play, and I've experienced it many a time with many a great teammate. And Elvis is no different. And just talked to him or texted him as well. Wished him the best of luck, and he said the same thing back. And that was just it's just the way that worked out.
Hey, last year at this time, everything was brand new here in Denver for you. Now having a year under your belt. Does that help you prepare for the season?
I certainly hope that it will. I think I will feel more comfortable. We have some changes, obviously, we've made offensively. Adam Gase being the new offensive coordinator, have a new quarterbacks coach, and Greg Knapp, and that'll take some time to get used to, especially with the rules and regulations. This is really the first day we were allowed to meet with either of those coaches under their new roles, and so there'll be some changes that come along with that. But I certainly feel like with the timing with the receivers and just the overall comfort of Coach Fox's coaching philosophies and culture, I certainly hope that I feel more comfortable, and hopefully that'll make a difference and help me be a better player and help our team be better.
How long did it take last year to get fully in sync with Demaryius and Eric?
Well, I don't know if we are fully in sync. I wouldn't say that. I think it's a process. I think a quarterback and a receiver to really get your timing down the way you want it to, I think it might take 3 or 4 years, to tell you the truth. It's a process. Every game, situation, defender experience is your best teacher in all three of those phases, and you just can't have enough of them. So both those guys have excellent work ethics, which I appreciate, and I really felt we got as most out of the time we were allowed together last year as we could. But we're hoping that we can be better this year. I know those guys are excited to be better players this year than they were last year, and I'll be long out of eligibility by the time I think these guys really hit the peak of their careers, because they're both young players. But I'm enjoying working with them and seeing them develop, and both of them got better last year, and they can be even better this season, I believe.
How much do you envision just in your ability to be able to integrate Welker into the offense relative to how much he was involved with Tom Brady? I mean, he targeted 70% of the time, over 100 receptions, and, you know, Stokely was in that 45 range.
Right.
But yet you showed when you were in Indianapolis the ability to do it over three receivers with Harrison, Wayne, and Stokely, and over.
Well, certainly, I think you can spread the ball around, and it's a nice problem to have. You know, I can't make any comparisons to New England and their offense and what they were trying to do. I do think that Adam Gase is going to have some real good knowledge of the offense that Wes Welker ran in New England because of Adam's relationship with Josh McDaniels when they were here together. So he'll know some of those plays that Wes ran. I think Adam will do a good job of making Wes comfortable in that transition. So I think you try to use each player's strengths, and what you hope for on any given Sunday, if let's say we're playing this team, they're going to double Demaryius Thomas today. Well, Decker and Welker have got to win. Are they going to drop everybody and really work on Welker? Joel Dreesen and Tammy got to win. I think you never know whose day that it might be, but it's nice to have a number of weapons that it could be any of them's day on that particular Sunday. So, you know, everybody wants the ball every single play. Those are the kind of guys that I want to play with, guys that want the ball. I don't consider it selfish. I consider it being competitive. They feel like they want the ball because they can help our team win if the ball is in their hands. And, you know, it's Adam's job to try to call plays, to spread it around to him, to get him involved. And obviously I'm going to try to throw the ball to the guy that gets open. And, you know, but I think we got unselfish guys that are going to want to do whatever they can to help our team win.
A few more for Peyton, guys.
Peyton, how long did it take for you personally to get over the Baltimore game? Have you gotten over the Baltimore game?
I think it's still a motivating factor for this season. We certainly did some good things last year, but did not finish the way that we wanted to. We lost our last game of the season, which was really only one team. I don't think that San Francisco is any happier than we are because they played in the Super Bowl. So, you know, Baltimore is really the only team that's you know, probably had the most enjoyable offseason. And so it's a motivating factor. I know that John Elway wants to sort of set kind of an attitude and an edge around here, maybe a little bit of an uncomfortable atmosphere, which I think is which I believe in. That you know, last year was good, but it wasn't great, and we're looking for that great season and to finish off with the championship season. We have so much work that we have to do. Today was the beginning of it with what we were allowed to do in phase one. I believe our players will put in that work. I know they're excited about working with our strength coaches and some of the new coaches that we have on the offensive and defensive staff. And hopefully that can be the beginning of something special. But we still have a lot of work to do, and I thought today was a good start.
Hey, did you take Coach Fox's advice? I know you said at the end of the regular season, he said, look back and enjoy this. Were you ever able to do it over the last couple of months, or was it just all about the Baltimore?
Well, no, I mean, certainly, you know, last year for me, after sitting, you know, I think every player kind of has a different approach. I mean, last year for me, I certainly had it in perspective that being out of football for 2011 season and not really knowing what the future held, whether I was going to be able to play again, I certainly had a great appreciation for 2012 and being back out on the field playing with my new teammates. It was a new atmosphere for me, a totally different culture and a huge transition. But I did not take it for granted one single moment being out there on the field. Now, once you're out there, you certainly want to win. It's more fun, as the great Ebby Calvin-Nicolaus said in Bull Durham, I like winning. It's like, you know, better than losing, you know. So one of my great quotes that I've always used to motivate me. I wasn't out there going, hey, I'm just happy to be here. Doesn't matter whether, I mean, believe me, you want to win. And we did win most of the time last year, but we lost the game that really counted in the playoffs, which was disappointing. And hopefully we can use that as motivation and take it a step further. But I still feel very fortunate to be back playing football again. And I've never taken it for granted, for that matter. I've always had a great passion and truly felt blessed to be, you know, playing a game as a profession. I've always been thankful for that.
Last question, Mike.
2 days at Duke or three?
I went in Monday night, and we worked out Monday night, and worked out. We had, you know, two workouts Tuesday with all the guys, two workouts Wednesday with all the guys, and then Eric and Demaryius had earlier flights on Thursday morning, so they didn't get to work out. But I worked out again Thursday morning, so I guess I had five total kind of throw-in sessions with Coach Cutcliffe, and, you know, just a good fundamental teacher. He's always been a great teacher, and I thought it was a good thing for both Eli and myself before we started this phase one, just to get some mechanics and work. And it was really good work with Wes and Eric and Demaryius. Those guys came down and I worked hard, and I really appreciated that.
Thanks, Peyton.
Okay, thank y'all. You got my book?
Yeah.
God willing.
What's that?